Hello. You are listening to the first episode of The Guest List, a podcast created by Jordan Feldstein. In this podcast, Jordan sits down with a wide range of intriguing individuals to bring you unique and insightful discussions with a new guest every episode. In today's episode, I interview Cameron Kirk, who is a UX researcher and QA analyst at Saturn Technologies. Saturn is a time management app that helps high school students in more than 17,000 schools keep track of their classes, clubs, sports practices, and more. There are currently 1,142 people on Saturn at Roslyn High School, and more people join every day. Cameron is also the student ambassador manager at Saturn. I'm actually one of them. She creates weekly tasks for ambassadors to complete within the app, lets ambassadors give feedback on the app, and help them spread the word of the app throughout their school. Today, Cameron tells us the story of how Saturn originated, how it's going, and what its plans are for the future. So please welcome to the guest list, Cameron Kirk.
So I'm Cameron. I am currently a user research and QA analyst here at Saturn Technologies, and we're located in New York City.
So welcome to the first episode of The Guest List, Cameron. I'm so excited to have you on here. And my first question is, how did the concept of Saturn originate and what inspired the development of the particular school app?
Yeah, so our founder, Dylan, one of the founders, he went to school in Connecticut and his schedule was super difficult, just couldn't manage his classes super well because his schedule was always changing and he didn't always know what the actual schedule was day to day. So he built the app for himself and then a few of his classmates, friends all wanted to be a part of it. So he ended up building a platform for his entire school. And from there, he honestly just like went to college after that. He was a senior at the time. So he ended up going to UPenn and he met our other founder, Max. And they were like, okay, this is super interesting. Let's see if we could actually start launching at other schools. And they reached out to me. I grew up in a neighboring town from Dylan, the founder. So he reached out to me and was like, would you want to bring this app to your school? This was before it was called Saturn, actually. So my high school was Weston. It was called iWeston. And before, it was just them two and myself, and we worked together to launch the app at my school, and it ended up going really well. So I brought it to neighboring schools where I had friends and sports teams at, and it kind of just flourished from there as a huge solution to really difficult, complicated daily high school schedules. And fast forward almost 5 years later, it's definitely a way different product, and I'm jealous because a lot better experience than my app back then. It was so in the early stages, obviously, but yeah, it's grown a lot and it's been awesome to be a part of it.
Yeah, so that it's a great idea, the app. And I wanted to know the original name for it. So it was just like I and then the name of the school. So it wasn't originally called Saturn, right? So that's cool. So you guys had like multiple apps on the app store. So go into detail on like one of the core features on Saturn. Like how does it simplify the lives of the student?
Totally. So one of our biggest features is the countdown timer, and that's just a huge circular timer on the homepage of your app, and you can see how many minutes and seconds are left in each class, because obviously in high school, a lot of times you're looking at the clock wanting to, you know, speed up the classes a little bit and get out of class as soon as you can. So that's really helpful for time management for students. And then that paired with our calendar feature, that's really where we try to keep as accurate schedules as possible for the daily schedule of a high school student. And they can look through the classes they have each day, swipe and see any other days, scroll and see what upcoming classes they have, and just manage their time in that way, which has been really nice to see progress.
Yeah, and I 100% agree. The countdown is a great feature. I look at it all the time, wanting to know when the class ends. And then, so how does Saturn facilitate the effective communication between students? Like, in what ways does Saturn enhance student engagement and encourage active participation in school activities and like clubs and events?
Great question. So back when I was using Saturn, it was definitely more of the classroom and like scheduling utility side of the app, but we've been able to create a lot of social ops, which has been super awesome. We have this feature called Bulletin, and that's where students can create events that are going on at their school, whether it's a bake sale, student government pep rally, or even like practice tryouts, anything like that. Students can RSVP, they can share it with their friends and invite other people to join the event on Saturn. And that's been really fun to see. Some of our most popular schools have like hundreds of events, even like up to a week at a
Big
time,
Mindy.
which is awesome because students can engage with each other, engage within their community, and really get to be more involved on campus.
So, when using the bulletin, is there different privacy modes that you could set when posting something?
Yeah, you can change the privacy settings to have it just be an invite-only event or have it be a whole school event. And then you can obviously invite people on top of that to join.
Yeah, I've seen the bulletin a few times on the app. I remember we used it for our pep rallies and once when we had the national emergency test on our phones. So the bulletin has been a huge hit at our school so far. But with all this crucial information, how does Saturn ensure the privacy and security of the students' data, given the sensitive nature of the information it handles, like our schedules, where we are at the time, stuff like that?
Yeah, definitely. So privacy is something we take super seriously, especially because most high school students are under 18 and therefore like need more privacy settings, of course. So we've actually revamped our entire privacy settings and all of our features so that student schedules, they've always been able to be set to be private, but that's definitely more clear on our app because I think a lot of students didn't actually know that was a feature. And that was a feature when I got involved. So that's been something since before the company even started. But we've definitely been striking down on verification and toughening up on that because we want to make sure there are no administration on the app. This is an app that's for students, made by students, and we want to make sure that only students are on the app. And we also want to ensure that those students actually go to that school. So we use contact book overlapping to ensure that you have at least three people in your contact book list that are also on the Saturn app so that you don't just have three contacts and it's your mom, dad, uncle. Those people aren't on Saturn, so you won't be able to get into the school that way. We also have verification through emails, so a lot of your school emails you can log in with. And we always are making sure that if someone reports an account that it's taken down immediately. But this back to school season was a huge effort towards making Saturn more safe in terms of verification and also privacy settings so that students were feeling safe using the app inside and outside of school.
So if I go onto my phone right now, I cannot see another school's schedule.
Yes, you can only, once you're onboarded onto the Saturn app, you can only select one high school community to be a part of, and you have to have meet those methods like I was talking about earlier to actually be a part of that school community so that we ensure that you are a student at that school and we don't allow like you to transfer yourself to another school. We have to do it on our end and then you have to reach out to support and
So, yeah,
explain
I was
like your
about to
case, like, oh,
ask
I
that.
transferred, and then we'll be like, okay, that makes sense. You're good.
Yeah, I was about to ask that. So, if I do move schools, I would then need to reach out to Saturn support.
Yeah, we definitely don't want students to just be able to join any high school community and log out and log back in.
Yeah.
That's a bad user experience for them because they're not going to be able to really enjoy the app if their schedule's wrong all the time, if they have the wrong classes. And also, we don't want them to be like trolling anyone or doing
Yeah.
anything negative. So they have to reach out to us and provide us their new school email, and then we transfer them.
I think even though it's annoying we cannot change our school ourselves, I 100% agree on how this is a security issue to stop people trolling other schools, viewing other people's schedules, and etc. But so far, what I've heard and seen on Saturn, security has been a huge step up from last year. But do you know of any success stories that Saturn has had in the past or any positive user or school feedback?
For sure. So, even our first couple of schools that we launched back in 2018, before Saturn was even a thing, like our company, we always hear that they're still using Saturn. So our earliest schools, they had 90% adoption rate for all students in the school. They still have that 90%, which is awesome because obviously we are a company. At some point, we want to start making money and growing in that type of way, but It's really awesome that we've been able to see users like being retained, because that means that our product is actually worth something to them. And for them to be using it 4 years later, that means a whole new generation of high school students have come through and they're still using it. So it's really shown how integrated the Saturn app is in that high school community. So that's been awesome. And even my school that I launched still uses it every day. And it's so funny to see, because I don't even like know any of the teachers or students anymore, since I'm so far removed. But it's just been so nice to see that it's really helping students out day to day. And even recently, when I message all the ambassadors for our ambassador program, a lot of them have reached out about how they struggle with mental health and they struggle with certain learning disabilities, and Saturn's really helped them to get a better grip on their schoolwork and their school schedule and lessen that anxiety around going to high school every day, because it obviously can be super overwhelming and a big challenge. So that's been really nice too.
So I remember earlier you mentioned about Saturn ambassadors. How do students join the ambassador program?
Yeah, of course. So we open up an application. It usually starts May, around the end of the school year, and usually closes around this time of year, but it's on our website and then it's also within our app. So you'll see like an app modal pop up and you'll be able to apply through there, also through the settings. And it's just a quick application. We look for students like that are pretty involved in school, but also have like a diverse background and a bunch of different interests, so that we can really create a program that displays a lot of different types of people and gets a lot of different types of people involved. And it's been really fun. I was the first ambassador here at Saturn, so it's really nice that I can actually lead the program now. And it feels super rewarding, because I was in your guys' shoes and their shoes so many years ago. But yeah, it's been super fun. There are weekly missions where you can complete and you can learn a lot more about the startup space, the different atmosphere. We always give out merch and stuff like that. So it's been a really fun experience for sure.
Yeah, I'm an ambassador myself, and it's fun. You guys give us different weekly missions for us to complete, and on top of this, we get rewarded with different things like Saturn merch, like you said before. You guys also allow ambassadors to do design sessions with the programmers and allowing them to give their feedback and really experience what it's like to create an app. This part of creating an app I find really important because you're able to get one-on-one user feedback and avoid the needing to go through different steps like emailing back and forth or submitting a form online like most apps do. But one thing I really want to know is that Saturn is free on the App Store and there are no paid features in the app at the moment. So how is Saturn making money off of the app and keeping afloat on the App Store?
Yes, good question. So we don't actually make any money. We are backed by venture capital firms, and we fundraise, so we don't have to create any ads. None of our features are paid for, and the app is obviously free on the App Store.
Thank you.
And we also don't sell any data, anything to administration. So we are currently just backed by VCs, but we don't make any money. So that's something that definitely is talked about here and there, but we still are really curating the product to make it as amazing as it can be for students, and not as much focused on how we can make money,
Yeah.
which is a very fortunate position.
I like how you guys aren't in it for the money, but rather in it for the students, and it definitely shows inside of the app. But with many schools on your app, what measures does Saturn take to adapt the varying needs and structures of different schools, like A, B, C, and D day, periods 1 through 9, etc.?
Yeah, so we have an operations team and then also an engineering team that focuses on building schools. So we actually have almost every single school in the country built, around 17,000 high schools. So you could theoretically join almost any school that you go to, obviously, as long as you go to it. That experience might not be amazing at every single school. Not every school has 90% re adoption rate, retention rate at their school, but we've built a product that is adaptable for every single majority of every schedule. There are some schools that we can't support, like a lot of schools that have overlapping periods. That's where the data gets a little interesting and the coding is a little difficult. But we were able to really narrow down most of the schools into five or six schedule types and build a product to ensure that they can support every single one of those. So it's definitely been a struggle, I would say, in the first couple of years. But now that we're in year four or five, like we've definitely been able to handle it. So it's been cool to know that you, if you're a high school student, you can pretty much log into any school in the country that you go to.
That's really cool how you guys went from one school, your school, to almost 18,000 schools across the U.S.
Yeah.
Which is a big jump.
A big jump. Yeah. Yes.
So what are your plans for the future of Saturn? Are there any new features coming or improvements? Or I know you said before how Saturn was developing a college version of the app.
Yeah. So we're always working to improve the app. That's something that I love about the ambassador program is majority of the features that have ever like come out of the app have been from ambassadors, from people that actually use Saturn themselves. And that's because you guys need to know like exactly what you're dealing with every day at school. So who better to ask than you? And that's what's been awesome about the ambassador program is this week we're doing design sessions and we're hearing a ton of amazing feedback about what we need to change, what we need to improve. And it really helps us inform our product roadmap. So we're always changing what we need to focus on and ensuring that we're narrowing down on our priorities for the week goal or the week, month, year, anything like that. But in terms of major next steps, we are creating a college product, which I'm super excited about because I just graduated college, but they always told me I'd be able to use it in college. But that's okay because now I get to run that program too and work with college students. So that is definitely our next big product and next big step. And it'll be super interesting because high school and college are so different, even though they're back to back. A college experience is just so unlike high school and you have so much more free time, so much more social time. So we're really excited to tap more into those social features and really expand them into our college product.
Yeah, it sounds really cool what you guys have coming up. And then are you guys maybe in the future looking for a Saturn app, like, but like for teachers and they could see like the students in the school and like input their own schedule as well?
Yeah, so we've actually had a lot of teachers reach out to us on our support team asking, why can't they make an account? Can we make a Saturn app just for teachers? We're not necessarily looking to do that anytime soon just because we want to protect the privacy of our high school students and we don't want to like foster a community where there could be something that we don't know going on, and we just want to make sure that students are primarily safe. That's our number one goal. So we're not interested right now in making a teacher app, a teacher version of the app, but I'll never say never, so I don't know. But that's not on our roadmap right now.
Well, here at Roslyn High School, the app's a huge hit. A lot of people have it downloaded. A lot of people use the app, and it's really good at the beginning of the year to see who's in your classes. So you get like a head jump before the teachers actually send out the Google Classrooms, and you could see the full list.
Yeah.
And the bulletin as well, seeing to post events, seeing what's going on in my school, amazing feature as well. So thank you so much for being on my first episode.
Thank you so much, Jordan. I really appreciate it and loved having me on the show. This is so fun. I've never done anything like this, so I really appreciate it. And let me know if you need anything else. You always can message me. I'm always around.